This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Ben & Jerry's is releasing a new ice cream flavor called Bernie's Back. Yeah, it's the Vermont Socialist Ice Cream Company. And the flavor, it tastes like communism. The ice cream is free, but you have to wait in line 3 days to get a little pint of it. Or you could dumpster dive for it. They'll have dumpster diving competitions. And I hear it's made with, it's kind of yogurt, actually. It's got probiotics scraped from Bernie Sanders' sandals. So it's authentically communistic. Yeah, that's Ben and Jerry's right there. No, but on a serious note, let's look at what positions do the Democrats now, after we've had a couple of debates, what are their policies for America? Because most of these Democrat candidates, they don't really have a position except orange man bad. So their entire position is that Trump is a racist. And you ask them, well, what are your economic policies? Oh, my economic policies? Trump is a racist. What's your policy on the border? Oh, my border policies? Trump is a racist. You know, you just go down the list, ask them, what's your policy on international trade or currency devaluation or tariffs with China or how to deal with North Korea and the nuclear threat? And their answer is orange man bad. So what are their actual positions? What would they really put in place if they, the Democrats, were elected to the presidency of the United States? It's a pretty shocking little combination of crazy policies. Number one, they all believe in climate change. And so they are pushing the Green New Deal, which is an insane proposal. It was created by Ocasio-Cortez, of course, and it seeks to outlaw combustion engines and to stop burning all diesel fuel and gasoline within 10 or 12 years, something like that. Of course, it would shut down all agriculture. It would cause widespread food shortages, which would work very well with the Bernie's Back ice cream. You'd have to wait not just 3 days, you'd have to wait 3 years to get a pint of ice cream under the food shortage starvation system. The Green New Deal is the economic suicide plan for America. That's what it should be called. But you've got candidates now like Andrew Yang. By the way, I don't like that pronunciation in Chinese. It's actually Yang or Yang. But anyway, in English, we pronounce it Yang, like yin yang, even though in Chinese, that's actually pronounced yin yang. But in any case, it doesn't matter. We'll call him Yang. Yang the twang, whatever. Mr. Yang says that the water's rising so fast, we're all going to have to move to higher ground. Like before the election or something. I'm surprised he didn't point to the floor during the debate and say, oh my God, the ocean's coming in right now. It's up to my ankles. The ocean is rising in the studio. Come on, move to higher ground. He should jump on top of his speech podium and grab the microphone and try to climb higher. Reach for the curtains, Mr. Mr. Yang, reach for the curtains, climb up. Ocean's rising. People are delusional. But what do we expect? These are the same people who say men can get pregnant and that there are no rats in Baltimore. Now, that's the new thing. What rats? There are no rats in Baltimore. Baltimore's got no rats. And they say there's no poop on the streets in San Francisco. There's no poop. It's all super clean. It's sanitized. Nancy Pelosi said so. She said you can eat bacon right off the street. Well, maybe not bacon, but you get the point. There's no feces in San Francisco. Yeah, it is. It's so bad that we've renamed the city San Francisco. That's how bad it is. But in any case, these Democrats are so delusional, their policies would just utterly gut America, including the Green New Deal policy. But that's not all. They also say things like, healthcare is a human right, the basic human right. That's my impression of Bernie Sanders right there. Healthcare. The basic human right. But of course, Bernie Sanders doesn't believe that freedom of speech is a basic human right, does he? because he hasn't spoken out against Google and the censorship, any of that stuff. It's just, everyone deserves healthcare. Okay, well, guess what? Forcing other people to pay for your health care is not a basic human right. There is no such thing as a right to confiscate money from other people to pay for your services. So freedom of speech is a human right because it doesn't cost anything. For me to have freedom of speech doesn't take anything away from you, you know? But to provide free healthcare to all illegals, which is what most of these Democrats support, that would cost Americans over time trillions of dollars. Yeah, trillions of dollars. Oh, yeah, and almost all the candidates want to provide healthcare to illegals, free healthcare to illegals. So get this, these Democrat candidates, none of them said, hey, let's take care of our veterans. Let's maybe take care of our homeless people. Let's take care of all the men and women in America who have been left behind by China's unfair trade policies that have gutted the manufacturing base of America. Let's take care of Americans first. No, they say Americans in their mind are worthless, and the only valuable people are illegal aliens who should be given everything for free. Yeah, free healthcare for illegals, but you American veteran, screw you, you're worth nothing to the Democrats. Go live in a cardboard box and crap on the streets of San Francisco, because that's what they think about you. If you're a veteran, they think you're a piece of crap. But they love illegals. Oh my God, illegals, valuable people, precious people. It's like Smeagol. My precious, precious illegals. Let them vote. Let them all vote, my precious. That's Democrats. That's what they sound like to the rest of us. You're like, you sound like a Gollum cave creature. You don't even sound like an American anymore. You don't even sound human. If you were American, you would care about Americans. You know what I mean? You might give a crap about the American people. All you want to do is bring in all the impoverished people from all over the world, but especially Central and South America, and give them free stuff and give them the right to vote and tell them to vote for Democrats. It's a giant scam. And this is what Democrats stand for. So they would take away money from you to pay for illegals. They would take away your right to drive a truck, because, of course, that uses fuel, which is going to be banned by the Democrats if they get their way. They've already gone along with the tech giants to take away your free speech rights, and they want to take away your Second Amendment rights, too, so that when all the murderous, violent, raping illegal migrants cross the border and start going after American citizens as they have already done, you can't even defend yourself with a firearm because all your guns have been taken away by the compassionate Democrats who are providing sanctuary for the violent illegal rapists and murderers who are living in sanctuary cities. But you out in the countryside, you have no right to defend yourself, no right to speak. And you don't even have any right to participate in any business unless you agree with the LGBT agenda. If you speak out against transgenderism, you lose your job. You get deplatformed. You get demonetized because you have to go along with the obedience cult that demands the chemical castration of four-year-olds in America in liberal cities. Yeah, it's not enough to just have their cities running with human feces, San Francisco, but you have to chemically castrate. Oh yeah, the young boys and girls, because they care so much about humans. They're humanitarian. Yeah. Chopping off the dick and bopper. That's their humanitarian thing. That's it. That's what they want to do to children. I'm not kidding. Chopping off a dick and bopper. This is the liberal healthcare system, and it's going to be free because there's always going to be some Democrat pervert who's willing to do the chopping off and dick and bopper procedure. And because they'll collect those little dried penises and put them on the shelf right next to their award certificates for donating to the Hillary Clinton campaign. This is what Democrats are. They're sickos, man. It's like Silence of the Lambs is running for president. It's so insane. Kamala Harris, she enslaved a bunch of black people to provide slave labor to the state of California threw, what, 1,500 black people in prison for marijuana? And then she later on goes to admit that she smoked some marijuana? Ha, 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 laughs about it. Yeah, she took a toke or two, but there's 1,500 brothers and sisters rotting in the jails in California to provide slave labor to the state. That's Kamala Harris. Is she proud of that record? Really? And then somehow she claims to be black? She's not black. She's not black. She's dark. I mean, dark-hearted, dark psycho spirit, but she's not a black American. She doesn't know anything about the real struggles of black people in America. She doesn't know anything of that. Anyway, these Democrats are an embarrassment to all of us, regardless of our skin color or race or sexual orientation or nationality. These Democrats, they are pathetic, shameless. What do you even call them? They're a joke, and they're a plague on humanity. Don't vote for Democrats. That's for sure. Definitely vote, but let's keep Trump in office for 4 more years because he's just getting started with his plan to rip the deep state swamp to shreds. It's coming. Read my website, trump.news, to stay up to date. And I also publish newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Make America great again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.